Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you all to the Dirty Soapbox. The other day, someone asked me, they said, "Blanche, what's more important, a plan or a purpose?" And I said, to me, a plan is more important because everybody has a purpose. I said, but a plan gives you a strategy. A plan clarifies a means in which to achieve your purpose. Or we can say reach your dreams, achieve your goals, whatever you want to put in there. Everybody has a purpose. And a plan is something you apply to life. Everything you're doing should have a plan attached to it. Some steps you should follow. Not you just running in there blindly. There should be a plan. If you watch Game of Thrones, they had a plan for the Night King. They had a couple of plans. And these plans were set in place because they know if they just go in there and try to fight, they're going to lose. No different in life. If you go about life without a plan, you're going to lose. And this is what's cost me in my life, is I went about life without a plan for years, and it cost me. I never had a plan of attack. So when I ran in there, I always got my head knocked off. When I ran in there, I always saw the white meat. When I ran in there, I left out leaking all the time because I didn't have a plan. What do they say? Poor planning makes poor performance. Poor planning perpetuates poor. Listen, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, just can't fool me again. All I'm saying is, she who fails to plan, plans to fail. That's what I'm trying to say. So a plan is way greater than a purpose, because you have your purpose and you know what it is. A girl told me the other day, "Well, you know, folks know their purpose. They just don't know it. They don't know their purpose. You know, it's hard." Listen, people know their purpose. You know how I know? Because it wouldn't be fair if I had to go search and find my purpose. No, your purpose comes from within. So that means your makeup, who you are, is what perpetuates your purpose. God's already put it in you. You know, I believe that we had a conversation with God before we ever went into the womb, before we were ever conceived. And God said, "What do you want to do? Who do you want to be?" And we told God. And you know what God did? Because God is so honorable, God put those things in us. God put the building blocks of our purpose inside of us before we were born. So I know good and well folks out here know their purpose. You ask anybody, "What's your ideal job?" They're going to tell you. "What do you love doing?" They're going to tell you. "Who would you like to help?" They're going to tell you. All three of those things equal a purpose. So guess what? Everybody knows their purpose. Now, what they don't admit to is how much they fear their purpose. I know a young lady. She took the bar exam 6 times and didn't pass it. Got accused of cheating on 2 of them. Did all this law school, all these bar exams, taking courses to study for the bar exam at 5 racks apiece. Did all this stuff just for her to tell me, "I really want to be a choreographer." But you know what's cold about that statement? She's always wanted to be a choreographer. But she listened to everybody else that told her to be a lawyer. People know their purpose. People know their purpose. What I'm doing now is what I've always wanted to do since I was a kid. People know their purpose. They just hate looking in the mirror. They don't want responsibility. Guess what? It's easier being a janitor than it is go after your purpose. So we think. But if you meant to be a talk show host and you a janitor, it's going to be torture for you. It's going to kill your spirit. You know why? Because you're not meant to be a janitor. I'm not talking about a profession. I'm talking about what you're meant to do. There are some people that's meant to be janitors. And if it's not you, it's not going to work. It's going to be torture. Everybody has a purpose. I don't listen to the cop-outs of, I don't know my purpose. Yes, you do. When you're in bed at night by yourself, you're thinking, you know what you want to do. You know who you want to be. You know who you want to reach. But guess what? You don't want the responsibility of it. Embrace your purpose. Don't doubt your purpose. You know what your purpose is because you know who you want to be and you know what you want to do. You know what your purpose is. Don't run from it. Everything you need is already in you. I'm going to say this again. Everything you need is already in you. Because you were designed for your purpose. But you got a plan. You have to have a plan. If you want to lose weight, you got to have a plan. If you want to work out, you have to have a plan. As I've said before, I try to navigate through life without a plan, and it costs me. You have to have a plan. You can't run in there blind. You're going to lose. Every fighter has a plan before a fight. Every sports team has a plan before they compete. You have to have a plan. But I think what we do is we do this thing where we hope. And hoping is good, but you can't really build anything on hope. That's why the Bible says, write down the vision and make it plain. So those that can see it can run with it. You know why? Because that plan that you can see is going to give you confidence. Because the second stage after planning is execution. We got to execute. Or maybe plan, get your resources together, then execute. However, I don't know. I just know that you got to plan first, and then the last thing will be execution. But you got to embrace it. You got to write down the vision. That plan will give you confidence. Because that plan will lay out how you should approach something, how you should attack something. It gives you confidence. Okay, I have to do A, B, C, and D. That gives you confidence to proceed forward. I ran from a plan. You know why? I didn't want to be accountable. I didn't want the accountability. I was afraid. You can pick anything. I don't care. Pick it. It was me. I was all of it. We got to add a plan to everything. These plans give you confidence when you're going out in this world. Most folks don't even want to tell you their purpose in life. They don't even want to tell you out of fear what you're going to say. Don't even want to tell you. Don't even want to be held accountable. I get it. I've been there. I've done it. But he who or she who or them that fail to plan, plan to fail. And I'm getting myself excited as I'm talking to you all right now because I'm like, I can add a plan to everything, literally everything. I can have a plan of action for everything and almost guarantee my success. That's a good revelation. It's a good revelation. But I want you all to embrace your purpose. I want you all to turn your passions into profit. I want you all to be great and not to be safe. I want you all to go out into this world and take over and conquer. I want to see everybody doing well. Everybody. But we got a plan. We got a plan. Thank you. Spirit of planning being greater than purpose, you even have to apply planning to your dating life. Who you pick as a mate has to coincide with your purpose. And most of the time, I don't even believe people even factor in the person they're with and how it's going to relate to their purpose. I don't. You know, a lot of guys out here dating women to satisfy their ego, to try to compensate for some insecurity, some deficiency. Try to make themselves feel good. A lot of women out here getting with guys because they don't love themselves. So that's manifested in the type of men they pick. I see all the time. I see it every day. All these fake relationships. I gotta pretend they're real. How you gonna meet somebody in January and y'all in love in February, wanna get married in March, and then by April, it's over and you got somebody else. Man, get out of here. This is fake. It's not real. Most of these relationships are based on what somebody else wants. These people are picking people, not even based on the people, but just based on an area of lack in their life. These people running around trying to mask all these insecurities with a person next to them. It's not going to work because I can see through it. I'm gamed up. I had to earn it, though. I didn't get it taught to me. I learned it through blood, sweat, and tears. But you got to date with a purpose. You got to have a plan of attack towards your dating because it gives you confidence. You got to have things that are non-negotiables. You got to have a plan. You got to say, I will not date these type of people. Flip it over and say, I will date these type of people. You think most folks are sitting down, jotting down a plan when it comes to dating? No. You think that most people are even thinking about how the person they're with is going to affect their purpose? No. They're getting with people for reasons that have nothing to do with the people. And this is why we see so many failed relationships. And when I say failed, if you're with somebody and you're not happy, it's a failed relationship. So if you're married and you're not happy, it's a failed relationship. You're dating somebody and you're not happy, it's a failed relationship. You being with somebody is not a relationship. You all being happy together is the relationship. You all growing with each other is the relationship. You all building from each other is a relationship. Not just being with each other, no. I'm tired of seeing the Instagram relationships. A lot of you all get upset with me. I hate when he talks like this. He's so judgmental. I hate it. He thinks he knows everything. The same people saying this stuff are the same people that are unhappy. I can look at you and tell. I can talk to you and tell. I know. I had somebody just tell me recently they wasn't going to talk to me ever again in life. And if you ask them why, I guarantee they couldn't give you a straight answer. I guarantee they could not give you a straight answer. You know why? Because I know it's BS. You don't want to talk to me ever again in life. I didn't say anything bad to you. I didn't offend you. I know what I did. I held that mirror up. And when I held that mirror up, you got mad. You ever seen, remember Snow White and the wicked witch or whatever she was, the evil queen? Or she used to ask the mirror, she say, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" And the mirror would tell her the truth. The mirror wasn't biased. But then when it wasn't her, the mirror told her it was Snow White, she got mad at the mirror. So when the mirror tells you it's you, you cool. When the mirror tells you it's not you, you mad at the mirror. That's how I feel when it comes to me. That's exactly how I feel. Y'all treat me like the mirror. Except guess what? Y'all like the evil queen. And kings. Facts. Nah, I'm just joking. I'm messing with y'all. Y'all ain't that bad. But you get my point though. You gotta have a plan when it comes to dating. You gotta think about your purpose when it comes to being with somebody. Cause all that stuff matters. So in conclusion, purpose pales in comparison to planning, because everybody has a purpose. And everything you delve into or are a part of should all be somehow linked to your purpose. It should all be adding to your purpose. It should be, because your purpose is that important. Because your purpose is your reason for being here. And trust and believe, in the end, when it's all said and done, we're going to have to give an account. We're going to have to give an account for what we did on this earth. That goes for everybody. I was talking with someone the other day, and she got mad because I said a certain young lady is always on social media just showing her body. And I'm like, it has to be something more to you than just your body. And she said, "I can't tell her how to live her life. I don't have any control of her body. That's her life, her body, yada, yada, all this." I say, "Listen, I get all that. I never said she couldn't do it. I just said there's going to be a consequence in doing it. There's going to come a time when the only thing that's going to matter is what's real. Fake people will be out of style. Gonna come a time. And we will have social media to thank for. There's gonna come a time when the people on social media are gonna be the ones everybody's warned to stay away from. I'm telling you, it's coming. I see it. All these guys on here, I see it's a whole bunch of certain type of guy on social media. It's like three different categories of guys, all doing the same thing. Three different categories of women all doing the same thing. And pretty soon, folks will get tired of it. People are going to want to see authenticity. They are. There's going to even come a movement where it's going to be the natural movement. It's coming. No more weaves, fake nails, fake eyes, fake breasts, fake butt. It's going to be a natural movement. No more fake dudes. It's going to be a natural movement. Watch. This is why I say you got a plan. You got to have a plan. You got to be in your purpose. When you're in your purpose, you're 100% real. In fact, you're 110% real when you're in your purpose. Ain't nothing fake about you when you're living out your purpose. So social media should be an extension of your purpose. A lot of y'all hate when I talk like this. I know. A lot of y'all get upset, getting your feelings, but the truth is the truth. Stop wasting your time. Develop a plan, a strategy, and use it. Fulfill your purpose. You know what your purpose is. And if by chance you don't, then pray to God for your purpose to be revealed to you. Pray to God, say, "Lord, I'm not going to stop praying till you reveal my purpose to me." And I guarantee God will show you. But guess what? God's going to show you what you already knew. Most of the time, we be bugging God. God don't want to hear. A lot of y'all prayers not getting answered because y'all bugging God too much. God already said it. God already showed you. He already put it in you. He already gave it to you. What you worrying me for? That's how God feels sometimes. I believe it. Think God get tired. I know God get tired. On the seventh day, he rested. I know God gets tired. I don't want to make God a he either. They. But God rested on the seventh day, so I know God gets tired. Purpose. Purpose. Live a life of purpose. I read a book called Purpose Driven Life. Yes. Everything we are doing should be tied back into our purpose. I didn't say you can't have fun. I said you can't hang out, let loose, have a good time. I just said everything you're doing that's major in life needs to be linked to your purpose. But your purpose is meaningless without a plan. You have to have a plan. Take it from me. I failed to plan, and I planned to fail, and I did many a time. I ran in there and got my head knocked off. But now that I'm older and wiser, I can see things for what they are. And sometimes it does take maturity, but most of the time it's just having enough courage to make the choice. And the choice is, I'm not going to jug anymore. I refuse to jug. Planning is greater than purpose. So if you, once your purpose has been established, start planning on how it's going to be executed. I would like to thank you all for tuning in to the Dirty Soapbox. I hope you all enjoyed today's show. And I hope you all continue to support me in my podcasting endeavors. I would like to thank all of my podcasting family for doing such a great job in podcasting. And I would like to thank all of you again for listening. And remember, my soapbox might be dirty, but my kicks are clean.